British Columbia sent a letter in late January to Alaska and Washington state tribes informing them that the province is proposing to amend the Environmental Assessment Act, excluding U.S. tribes from participating in its environmental assessment process. If the proposal passes through the legislative process, U.S.-based tribes would essentially be locked into a lower tier of participation. Under Canada's Constitution, governments have a duty to consult Indigenous nations if their Aboriginal rights could be affected by projects. But Alaska tribes and the Lummi Nation in Washington say they haven't been consulted about BC's mining projects, just notified. So they have taken British Columbia to court. The tribes argue that instead of letting the court decide on those cases, British Columbia is trying to change the law. And if the law changes, then the tribes' court cases would be irrelevant. Guy Archibald is the executive director of Southeast Indigenous Transboundary Commission, which advocates for 14 tribes. He says limiting input from U.S. tribes puts a line on the map that cuts the transboundary watershed in half.
Nothing in nature respects that line on a map.
He says if a mine upstream leaks heavy metals, tailings, or acid drainage, the pollution doesn't stop at the border. He says this could affect salmon populations that many Southeast Alaska communities depend on. He says excluding downstream tribes violates a tribal duty to steward the land and preserve the environment that has sustained them for future generations.
It kind of rips the heart, you know, out of cultural continuity.
Gabriel Cantu represents the Lummi Nation, located northeast of Bellingham, Washington. He says historical documents and archaeological sites confirm the Lummi has existed across the current Canadian border.
Canada, the Crown, BC's failure to meet that deep consultation duty is arguably it does not meet the honor of the crown. Honor is very important.
Although mining isn't an issue for the nation, Cantu says they're fighting to be consulted about several infrastructure projects. One would replace an underwater tunnel. He says these projects could impact salmon in the nearby Fraser River. Although the tribe's been notified, they haven't been consulted by British Columbia.
What we receive from BC is generally a notification that they have already begun to do things that infringe upon Lummi Nation's asserted rights within the Fraser Delta, both on land and water. Yeah. Notification is as far as they've gotten.
He says Canada has a legal duty to meet the highest level of consultation and recognition for Aboriginal rights and tribes that may cross boundaries like Lummi. He says amending the Environmental Assessment Act is just another step in disqualifying U.S. tribes from engaging in deep and meaningful consultations.
Well, this is, in effect, BC's disrespect for the rule of law, Canadian law.
In an email to KSTK, the province's Environmental Assessment Office said they take their obligations to consult with Indigenous tribes very seriously, and that includes in the U.S. if they have a credible assertion of Aboriginal rights from the Supreme Court's ruling. They said they are developing a consultation policy that will clarify how the province consults with U.S. tribes that have asserted rights in B.C. If BC's amendment to the province's Environmental Assessment Act is approved, it could become law by late 2027. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.